Hello and welcome to Two Drunk Dads. I am Chris, this is Dave.
I'm Dave, and let's get into an episode.
So, why did we decide to start doing a podcast?
Well, I think that we have a ton of conversations. Just having drinks here, doing our thing, I think, as a lot of people do. And we had talked about doing something with these conversations, starting a podcast, whatever. And so I think that really was the start to it, you know, just having conversations. And I think like a lot of people do, but nobody really talks about it.
Well, the biggest thing is that nobody talks about people with different beliefs don't talk about their beliefs in a way where they can talk about it, discuss it, have different opinions, and still walk away friends. Everyone wants to, you know, be keyboard heroes or whatnot, and they can't walk away as friends. People are deleting each other because of your political views or whatnot. It's ridiculous. Talk about it.
Yeah.
No, walk away friends.
I agree there, and I think having different views is one of those things that we have a lot of debates over stuff. I think that's really good.
Well, it's human nature to have different views. I mean, period. But none of our views have gone so far to the point where we end up getting so pissed off at each other, we just walk away, because that's dumb. It's ridiculous. What's going on with the government isn't going to change the way we feel about our friends, our family, and so on and so forth. And if that becomes the issue, then you have bigger issues.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that people need to speak their minds, but not do it in a hateful way where, you know, because I think a lot of people shoot their mouths off. They say what's on their mind, but they do it in hurtful ways purposefully because they want to be right. They want to be the big man on campus or whatever. And that's just their egos talking, not anything more.
Well, it's also about respecting everyone else's opinion. You know, what Democrat, Republican, Christian, Catholic, black or white, it doesn't matter. Just respect everyone's opinions and respect people as people. And if you can't do that, then you have bigger issues.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's also something that you can learn, like learning to debate stuff, learning to have a conversation without getting all pissed off. And I think learning to do it, especially with people who have very different views for you.
Well, like we talked about in the past, doing this podcast, we want to bring in other people to sit down and have conversations with us. Other of our friends, people that, you know, strongly oppose the way I feel or strongly oppose the way Dave feels. And once again, as long as everyone walks away, clinks their glasses together, and we can all walk away friends, that's what matters at the end. So, who I am, my name is Chris. I'm middle-aged white man, Christian. I lean more towards Republican side. I'm a blue-collared worker. Been doing the same job for 22 years. And I have two kids, divorced man. But that's me in a nutshell. I go to work every day. I come home every day. We make dinner. We talk, and on the weekends, well, it's drinky time.
Nothing wrong with drinky time.
It happens every weekend, man.
Right? I'm Dave. I'm a high school teacher. I have taught in a variety of schools. I've taught a variety of subjects. Mostly I teach what most would know as a shop class. But we teach more than that. We teach design, we teach CAD modeling, we teach machining, woodworking, a little bit of metalworking, electronics, some robotics. I teach a wide variety of stuff, but I've also taught some middle school math, computers.
I had to play hell on you, middle school math.
Yeah. Well, trying to go back and remember some of that stuff that I hadn't done since the college years, like that was fun. I've taught auto. I've taught pretty much every CTE industrial related type of thing at some point in my career. I dig it because every day is different. I'm not one of these teachers who's just stuck behind my desk. That's my personal idea of hell right there.
I couldn't be stuck behind a desk all day long.
Yeah. I personally love getting up, helping the kids one-on-one, helping them run the machines, do that kind of stuff. But this is actually, I would say, my second career. I've been doing it 21, 22 years at this point. I'm on the back third of my career at this point as well. Before this, I spent, 6 years in the IT industry. Before that, I did all the high school kind of jobs that everybody does when they're first starting out with trying to get some money, get their car going, all that kind of stuff.
Well, let's face it, we're getting up there in age and we can all start to look forward to retiring at some point.
You know, that's actually the thing I've been thinking about lately is, what am I going to do after teaching? I don't want to retire like when I hit my 30 years and whatnot. I enjoy working. I enjoy what I do. So there will be at least something else after it.
Well, sure. I mean, but if you think about it, between you and me and a lot of the friends we have, we can pretty much accomplish anything. You know, doing heating and cooling for 20 years, you knowing everything you know just from the background of teaching shop, so to speak, you know, our other good friend, you know, he can do just about anything with an automotive. I mean, between the three of us, we put our heads together and we can build just about anything that we want. So, you know, and have fun, drink some beers along with it.
Yeah. I mean, the question is, how do we turn that into a business?
We're trying.
Right. Well, who knows? Maybe this will be the start of our entertainment empire.
Right. We'll see how it flows.
But you know what? Even there, I mean, I think trying different things. How many other, I don't know what, there's 4 billion people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's something like 4 million podcasts. I was thinking, like, how many of those are fly-by-night kind of things, like 10 or 12 episodes, and then you never hear from them again?
Right.
I would be really happy. Like, my first benchmark for this, if we could get 50 episodes done, I think that would be fantastic.
Well, I'm down. I mean, that's a lot of weekends drinking, but we're good with it. Oh, darn. I mean, we could smoke some meat along with it, you know, take the podcast outside and, you know, spend a day smoking meat, drinking beers, doing a podcast.
That sounds like a pretty good weekend to me. Absolutely. You know, I think that's the other thing. We have a lot of people that I think we want to have join us on here, get some different views, get some other perspectives on things that we may know a little about, may know a lot about, and just kind of bring different people on to chat about different subjects.
Well, not just, you know, educate ourselves, educate others, you know, get into heated debates because that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, learn some things along the way, you know, about our friends, our family, our coworkers, you know, different views on the government, different views on religion, different views on, say, DEI hires, whatever it may be. But you get those views out and you can have conversations about them. Everyone goes home happy and we're doing a good job.
Well, you know, and I think also about like some things that we may have some passing interests in.
Oh, sure.
I would love to learn, like, not just other people's views, but just learn new things in general. I think we have all sorts of people that come through, I'll say, this house, and we always have good conversations.
Sure.
In some way or another.
Absolutely. And honestly, when we talk about the drinking and such, the conversation seems to flow a lot better once you have two or three in you. You also lose your inhibitions. So, you know, you learn to not be afraid to actually speak your mind. Figure out what you want to say.
Yeah.
Say it. Sometimes really piss people off with what you say. I guess it depends on the person.
Well, but you know what? Some of those, I'll say, controversial things, you know, getting it out in the open, I think, is much better than just keeping it to yourself.
I agree. Not to mention with friends, if they have an idea of how you feel about something, if you feel strongly enough about something, you know, hey, I don't want anybody to ever tiptoe around me. That's ridiculous because I'm not going to give you that same pleasure. I will not tiptoe around you. I will not walk on eggshells around you. If I got something to say, I'm going to say it. And that's gotten me in trouble more times than I can count. But nonetheless, everyone will always know where I stand.
Fair. I mean, I've shut my mouth off on stuff. We all do. But I try to be a little bit more purposeful in what I say. But I think that's also part of, like, these conversations. We can have just conversations where we shoot our mouths off because we've had a few too many, maybe. But that's fine. I think that's where a lot of truth is versus people speaking with a non-political or non-judgmental or whatever. You know, just shoot from the hip, I think.
Yeah.
If it pisses people off, fine. It's going to.
Well, I mean, what's the phrase? It's better to ask forgiveness than...
permission?
Permission.
Yeah.
You know, if you shoot your mouth off and you're just doing it to make a point and doing it to be hurtful, that's clearly not okay. But if you're trying to prove a point and you hurt some feelings and it wasn't meant to hurt feelings... then it's when you're like, look, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. That wasn't my intention, but this is my opinion. And if somebody can't understand that, or if somebody doesn't want to be your friend because of an opinion, then were they really your friend to begin with?
That's a big thing right there. I mean, I think also with social media and the internet in general, the ideas of friendship have changed.
Absolutely they have.
I mean, personally, if I haven't met you, I'm never going to call you a friend. Nope. Even if I've met you, you're more of an acquaintance usually. I keep my circle of friends tight, but that hole goes 10 miles deep.
I agree. You know, it's really easy to be a keyboard warrior. You know, you get face to face with somebody. Are you still willing to say the same thing that you were willing to say behind a keyboard?
Yeah.
Because Lord knows I am, you know, because I don't give a shit.
Well, but you know what? That's why I don't actually engage in a lot of online stuff, because I don't think the internet's a great place to throw stuff out.
Well, Facebook on the crapper is fun.
Huh. I have never done that, actually.
If you see me spouting off on Facebook, it's generally when I'm on the crapper. So
fair. Okay.
They got someone knocking, wondering why I'm taking so long.
Nice.
So it was refill time. Now I'm enjoying a whiskey on the rocks, Jameson Irish whiskey. Always a good treat. Mm-hmm. It's not the Black Barrel, but it's just Jameson, and you gotta love it.
Yeah, I've got some Jameson as well, and finishing up my course here.
Use Jameson when you're sick, make it into a hot toddy.
I've never tried that.
It's hot tea, honey, shot of whiskey.
Nice.
And clears you right up. I swear by it. It's Grandpa's cough syrup.
Well, you know, that's another thing that I think we can talk about down the road is I don't know how it came about, but we just kind of both do some of those old home remedies.
Absolutely. For stuff. Because they work.
Yeah. Well, I think those things stick around. I don't know, what's the phrase? Wives' tales kind of things, like, mm-hmm. Because they do work for a reason.
Well, like putting vinegar on a sunburn. It mm-hmm. stinks to high heaven, but it works. It takes the sting away.
Yeah.
You know, I always heard about the hot toddy, and I tried it, and sure shit, it cleared me right up. I mean, I felt like, yeah, I got drunk, but I was cleared up the next day. I could breathe. Well, so,
I mean, like chicken soup. Jewish penicillin. I mean, we swear by it.
See, I'm more of a, you know, Campbell's chicken noodle soup, you know, weirdo. I really enjoy a can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I will destroy like 3 cans of those when I'm sick.
Oh, see, my mother-in-law's, and well, yeah, I don't have to worry about my mom hearing this anymore, but okay, we're gonna laugh at that one. No, my mother-in-law's chicken soup is amazing. We always have at least a gallon of it frozen.
Good Lord.
Oh yeah, like those gallon bags of it, we keep those frozen and just knock off some when we need it.
Wow. I mean, when it comes down to home remedies, I will always look up home remedies before I go to the doctor, try that stuff out. I mean, I looked it up for poison ivy, you know, sinus infection, ear infections, stuff like that. Put some sort of oil drops in my ears at one point because they were clogged.
Mm.
Didn't do much because they were just that clogged. But nonetheless, you know, I'm a man's man, and, you know, going to the doctor isn't something that I do very frequently, which I really should do more often. I just don't.
Not fair. See, I'm at a point where I beat my body up so much, like, it's either tough it out for a week or two, and then when it's not going away, then I'm going to the doctor with my significant other saying, you're an idiot, you should have gone 2 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hear it all the time. I come home from work, my knees are hurting, my back is hurting. It's like, why don't you go see a chiropractor? I'm like, guys, it'll go away soon enough.
Well, I'll stay off the topic of chiropractors, but...
Hey, some people swear by them. I saw one when I was much younger, and feels good when you leave. But you know what else does? Foot massage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to an Asian foot massage place in a mall. It was amazing.
Wait, the kind where they're massaging your feet or walking on you?
No, well, they do both there, but the only thing I've ever gotten was a foot massage. It was absolutely amazing. I thought I was going to hate it. I was like, this is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing.
I've never done the kind where they walk on you, but get like about every 6 months I get a back massage because that's where I hold all my tension and whatnot, and that helps quite a bit.
Well, around this area, you got to be worried about where you go. Make sure there's not an extra fee for afterwards. No, lady, just rub the back, all right?
That's a whole separate industry.
Yeah, I mean, like, lady, stop putting your hands on people. Just join OnlyFans. You can make better money.
Yeah.
That's another industry that seems to be booming for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all on whoever's doing it for being able to make money that way. I mean, I'm sure it's a short-term thing, like a few years, just because, stuff sags for all of us. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, but then there's a niche for that as well, so...
Oh, geez.
You know, come on now. Come on. There's a niche for feet. There's got to be a niche for, you know, silver foxes.
Yeah, if you get to that stage, let me know. I'm not there yet.
Well, the fact remains is that there's a niche for anything. But if you're going on, if all the porn in the world is available to you at the touch of a finger for free, and you're going on and you're paying to look at a very specific person. You get all the porn you want for free. Why are you paying for it? Why would anybody ever go into a porn shop anymore to buy a magazine? Is it because you don't have a wireless internet?
You guys can't see my gesture here, but I'm shrugging like I don't know. But,
Well, it's why we're doing a podcast. We have faces for radio.
Yeah, well said. kind of back to why we're doing this, I guess, because we kind of got off topic there. We never do that.
Never. Never happens.
You know, I think it's just having conversations like this, you
Squirrel.
Know. Right. just having conversations where we can talk about whatever's on our mind. We're gonna, I'm air quoting here, have a topic. But we may go off on, we will go off on tangents. Let's be real with that.
Oh, we're certainly going to go off topic. I guarantee that. we're talking about why we're doing this, and we get into OnlyFans. I mean, Jiminy Crickets. See, this is what happens when you drink, boys and girls.
Uh-huh. And I'm not going to condone alcoholism or anything like that, but a few drinks here and there, it's good for the body, good for the soul.
Well, you know, I very rarely drink during the work week.
Yeah.
Mainly because I don't like waking up and being miserable. You know, Fridays and Saturday nights are my nights to drink. They're my nights to let my hair down, relax, so on and so forth.
Wait a minute, your hair is like 4 inches long.
It's a figure of speech.
Fair.
All right, let my beard down. you know, but, you know, if everyone, my house has always been a welcoming place. It's an open door policy. Just come on in. If you don't have something to drink, drink something that I have. You know, whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as we can sit around and have good conversations. Even if we're just sitting on the TV watching a Star Wars movie, for Christ's sakes, it doesn't matter. You know, good friends, good times. Almost every weekend.
Well, but it's also not just like sitting in here. Like, in right now, it's what, 30 degrees out ish?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. But I mean, like, during the warmer months, we'll be sitting on the back patio, sitting around a bonfire, maybe up north. Same kind of thing. Like, you know, those I think are just where you have good conversations with good people. And it can be people from all walks of life that come through your door too.
Well, look at the people that walk in when we're up north. I mean, those are northern people. They have different ways of life, different ways of thinking, and they sit down, they drink a couple beers with us, we have a good time. You know, and like I said, no matter what your political view is, we can always sit down, have a good time, have a couple drinks, and leave as friends. Always leave as friends. That's what it means. You know, I've heard so many people just with the stupid election, you know, talking about how many friends they lost because of it. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't get past that one thing, I get people have strong feelings there, but the people, to me, are more important than the stuff that's said.
Right.
I mean, you got to say something pretty extreme for me to tell you that, like, we're not going to be friends. I mean, Chris and I have very different views of the world and politics and all of that, and that's fine. But it's not going to change our friendship.
No, because no matter what, he needs help with something, I need help with something. We're going to be there for each other. I mean, we watched each other's kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been friends for quite some time. And just your political views, your religious views, your views in general shouldn't cause any sort of animosity, any sort of anger. It should just be like, all right, agree to disagree and walk away. Or change the subject, have another beer.
Yeah, and you know, if you can't come to some kind of consensus on something, then just you've both sides have voiced their thing. Just put it in the past and move on to something else.
So, like I said earlier, we plan on bringing in other people. Obviously, they'll be introduced at the beginning of the show, and you'll be able to hear a variety of views on different subjects, whether it's, you know, how children are being taught in schools or, you know, code violations on a job site, you know. This is what we're doing. This is why we want to do it. We want to open the door to a discussion on anything and everything and make people realize that everybody can do this. Everybody can have an open discussion with people that disagree with the way you feel and still walk away friends.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. Do we have anything else to cover in this episode?
I don't think so. You know, We've stated the fact that we're drinkers on the weekend. We stated the fact that we keep our circle small. And that we plan on discussing a variety of bullshit that some people may or may not want to hear. Some people may get a chuckle. Some people may get angry. So be it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think if we can encourage people to have some more conversations, I think that's what we're here to do. And I think we're going to have some drinks while doing it.
Absolutely.
So
sounds like a good time.
Awesome.
Dave, cheers to you.
Cheers to you, Chris. We'll see you guys on the flip side.
Take it easy. I dig it.